on tonight. That's the reason.
You
There you
saved me,
go.
man. Naftali, you saved me. Baruch
Oh.
Hashem. Look at that.
Thank you,
Thank
Hashem and Naftali.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
You don't
Good
have to
thing.
take a pause. You don't have to say a pause. Thank you, Hashem, Naftali. That's it.
Baruch Raifei Kailan, that
There you go.
Naftali is
Sure.
healed. Okay, I guess we'll start it again. So, Simon Mem. Simon Mem. Sif Yadalin. Also, Lecha B'lein Atila. You're not allowed to eat without washing your hands. I feel the right to liquor the other mamapa. Even if you want to wrap your hands in a cloth, if you're in the way traveling, you don't have water. Same be there. It could be like there the fun. If you know that within 4 mil, 72 minutes in channel, you 8 mil after or a mil behind you, which would be 18 minutes. You have to find water. McQueen lost us the fun of Dalamin, and you have to go 4 mil in front of you. A lots of after a mil, or you go behind you a mil, 18 minutes. Lito yad of lafila. To go wash your hands for Akhila. Right? But if you're not sure, by the way, you don't have to go looking for water up to 72 minutes. If you check on your ways and you say that the next rest stop is 73 minutes, then you don't have to go look for the water. Right? And if you even if you don't even know whether there's, I mean, you're not McCleaves to go search. You don't know definitively that it's there. But if there's no water there, meaning you know it's, meaning you're not, you think you're getting to a town, but you know that town sometimes has water, sometimes doesn't have water. I think that's that. He's scared. He has another itis that he can't wash his hands. Then he should wrap his hands in the cloth. Or you'll be stuck with your dime, or you should wear gloves. But you have to talk and eat that way. So the question is, how do you fit yourself into an oinus? That's basically what you're asking, David. So we mentioned it the other night, is sitting on a plane and not being able to get up, or it's complicated to get up. You have somebody sleeping next to you. So, and you don't want to wake them up to go wash your hands. And, you know, going in to wash your hands in the bathroom, and also not easy, and et cetera, et cetera. Is that enough of a reason to just wrap your hands?
What if there's a 72-minute wait for the bathroom?
That's that too. That too, but you're not going to know.
Well, it depends on how big the line is.
That's true.
But also, you once described this thing with wrapping the hands, wrapping the bread. You said it's not posture. People wrap the bread, they pep their hands.
Right, that's a big mistake.
Can you
explain
have to that
wrap
again?
You have to wrap the hands, not the bread.
Why does it make a difference?
Because your hands have to be washed before you eat the bread.
But you're not touching the bread. If you hold the bread, let's say, in the
no,
plastic
your hands,
bag.
No, because your hands are tummy. What's the reason why we wash?
I understand. But
you're
not touching. If the bread is
no,
wrapped,
because
it's a plastic.
Six of one, half a dozen of the other. The bottom line
no,
is,
it's not
my
the
hand
same
is not
No, it's
the
not
bread.
The same. It's not the same. That's what we spoke about last year. It's not the same.
Correct. Right. It's
Why?
not the same.
And I'm excited
because
asking
in
you.
One of the din of washing your hands, really, because there's no point in us washing our hands with Tilas Adayas. It's just a zecher for when there's truma that you have to make sure your hands are tar. So it's a zecher. You have to have your hands washed before you eat bread. Not a din in touching the bread. You were just as tummy with touching the bread before and nowadays there's no reason. It's regular bread. It's foolish.
Right, but it gets
There's
very
no
confusing
point.
When you're saying over here that now if you're not touching the bread with your hands, then it's okay.
No, that's not the right way to say it. If that's the way I say it, I take it back.
No. I know you didn't say it that way, but I'm saying this is what comes
well,
across.
It's not a din in touching the bread. It's a din. Let's say you drop from the ceiling. You have a challah hanging from the ceiling, and you're just going to bite it, and your hands are side behind your
Yeah,
back.
What's wrong with that?
Right? That's wrong, because there's a takana that we have to wash our hands before we eat bread, having nothing to do with touching it.
But
Meaning,
if
ultimately, it comes from
what's your
touching.
own is, and
So
you
that's what we're
can't.
saying. So if you're an imus, then you're okay, but you have to cover your hands. If you don't cover your hands,
Oh, so let's say
then
that
you're
your hands
afraid.
are in your pocket and you're doing that, it would be fine.
So that's a good question. So is your hands in your pocket work? I don't know how you're eating
No,
exactly.
you just gave this example where it's coming from the
No,
ceiling.
that's a good example. I don't know, Taka. You put your hands in your pockets, and I don't know how you're eating. You ask the person, you wake up the person next to you on the plane, say, hey, do me a favor. Can you put
Once
the
you
food
wake
in my
them
mouth?
Up, you might as well
Once
go
you wake them
wash.
up, I'll go wash. Exactly.
Correct. Exactly. Yes.
Okay, but Malamaisa, if you're stuck on a road trip, whatever it is, and you cover your hands, and then you could eat as long as your hands are
Yes.
covered.
Yes, the hands have to be covered, not the
So if you have
food.
gloves, winter
Glove is
gloves,
perfect.
whatever it
Glove is
is. Put your
perfect.
hands in the glove.
What?
Put your hands in the glove. Gloves.
Yeah, glove. You get a glove, and that's it. But holding the bread in a bag or in the silver foil is not a that it does not work according to all opinions, as far as I know. Okay, Tesla. Let's go to the bathroom before you eat. You also have to wash your hands with bread. You have all sorts of sfeikas. The major sefsofik being is if you wash your hands from the bathroom, then how do you go wash your hands again and make a netilas yadayim? Your hands are already clean. Right? Then okay, so then maybe you wash your hands. And you're going to do one washing, which should look better work. But then what do you say? Netilas yadayim, asher yatzar, hamotzi. Right? So you say, okay, and some parts in chakras say to do that, but then you have a long time between your asher yatzar, and you can easily forget. Right? You sit down to your bread, and then you start eating, and then you forget your asher yatzar. So, okay, so what's the eight? Meaning, wash your hands not with a cuss. Wash your hands in a way that does not work for Suda. You pour a little bit of water onto your hands, onto your hands that are, meaning onto one hand, and like you make it like this. So you put the water into the hand. And then you rub your hands together, which is, suffices for after the bathroom. Since that washing certainly doesn't work for Netilas Yadayim, then you're fine. Right? Yeah. So that's his way of doing it. Or what you can do, this is what I do, is I'll wash my hands properly, say Asher Yotza, then touch my shoes. And I
That's what
saw.
I do. Yeah, I touch my
That's what
shoes.
you did. I
I
saw
saw
once a
it Pesach
gadol,
style. You said it last time or whatever.
Pesach style. Yeah, Pesach. We should do that on Pesach. Very good. Got a cup. After yesterday, we learned that b'dieved it works. Without a cup, depending on how the sinks work, depending on how the sink works, huh? B'dieved it'll work for our mitzvah. Yeah. Remember, we said if you open it without a cup, yeah, then okay, I mean, yeah, but I think it will be enough. I think it will be enough to be able, like, just to make a suffix drop. I would think so. So why is going to bring that 18? So why is going to bring the 18 then? I don't know. Right. Why? You're not making another bathroom. You have to make a bathroom with TSM energy. You didn't make it yet. I saw Godot once. I think, oh, I was told that even he always makes his hand before he washes, he always touches his hand. Yeah. So we want to make sure. Yeah. Sometimes you don't like to do those things. All right. Tez dying. Misha ben tzu the nugget of begufa no kamis and mechusim. This Allah for that many people don't know. In the middle of the Suda, you touch your gloves in the places that are hidden. As you peeking for Russia, you scratch your hair. As you mind, or you went to the bathroom, totally the other pop shamus, you have to wash your hair the second time. Don't make a bracha. The pain, I feel him also truffle, even if you go to the bathroom, Gedolim for a bowel movement, but not the other ones of Suda, you wash your hands, ain't it truffle, bracha on a piece of them. That's also not so simple. Right? Mishavura says you do make on a piece of them. If you go to the bathroom or maybe even change a diaper during the suda, then you would have to wash your hands and make a bracha, but it seems like the minhag is not to do that. Let's say somebody eats something that you dip it into mashka, or liquid comes onto a food. Right? So tibbulim mashka means basically pickle. Let's talk about pickles. A pickle, right? A pickle sits in the brine. Right? Or it comes, the mashkes comes onto the maichel. Somehow somebody sprinkles, let's say, salad dressing on top of your vegetables. Vadayin hu lachmon ha-mashke, and it's still wet from the mashka, apapishu mashka, even though he does not touch, he's not touching, let's say one end of the vegetable touches the salad dressing. He's in the other end. You're supposed to wash your hands first. Many people that are maker of a kol yerush shemayim, every yerush shemayim is supposed to be machmir on this. On Pesach we're machmir, right? But that's right. Pesach we're machmir, but on the rest of the year, it seems like the velt is not machmir.
Pesach just at the Seder.
Pesach at the Seder. That's it.
Right. Are they
marked
on this more in Israel or anything? No, you don't know.
No, I don't think so. It's just, I think it's just because we're all tummy anyway, so what's the point of doing all this? Just that's basically the reason. So the big common question that people ask is dipping fries into ketchup. If you decide to be shroom, so a French fry is a potato, and ketchup is a liquid, especially the Hamishah ketchup that's not too thick. Right, the Heinz ketchup, maybe not a liquid, but you're sticking it in there. So are you mechuyev to, would you be filled out your hands? Or cookies into milk. Right? Okay. But the part of Shulchan Aruch, this is what's confusing, is in Shulchan Aruch, it says that anybody that washes their hands when they eat fruit is considered gaiva. That means when you make the fruit, you're just eating the fruit, washing your hands without putting water. Putting water, the halacha, meaning if you wash a fruit, then that you're mafuyev really to wash your hand. It's only to eat a fruit. When you consider about divers, if you wash the fruit, eat a straight fruit, that's where there's a problem.
But if you have like peppers and with like salad dressing, like you're going to cut up a pepper and you have put salad dressing
yeah,
on the
yes,
side,
according
or
to this
cucumbers.
Halacha, according to the halacha, you should wash your hands before you do this.
You should wash your hands before you do it.
But we don't, Lamaisa, you don't, most of the world doesn't do it.
If I happened to do it once, nothing would happen. I wouldn't be doing
anything
wrong.
Nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen, correct. But the question is, does it become what do you call it? An Haga Taiva, and then maybe it becomes a nether. If you're ever going to do it for Bibuli Nether. Okay. So mashkin leaning to hema shiva, the liquid for these things is considered seven. Yain, wine, but same time it's yain, wine, vinegar, dvash, honey, dvash dvarim is honey, shemen zayas, kolov, the cloud there, gam meitolov. Meitolov, which is what we call whey, whey. Kal is dew, dam shal behema, blood, chayav ha'oif, of animals, vanakus ha'oiklin, the poor. Mayim, the simonam, yud, shokat, some, yad, shokat, dom. Avashar may pay this, but other may pay this. I feel we're welcome to regime and lasses mashkin the shisia. Even where you make liquid to drink, the mosquitoes ate the payers from squeezing our payers and them being mashkin and there. So I don't know where ketchup comes in. I don't know if that's considered because it has a lot of water in it. So, yeah. Okay, you test. Payers to Murukok and Pitsukar. Ain't you going to use that? No, anything he does. Anything he does. I mean, if you decide to shit for something that nobody ever does, just you do.
Is hummus considered a liquid now?
Is hummus considered a liquid?
Because that's pretty not. Thick.
Yeah, I would think not. Tchina is usually thinner, right?
Yeah, tchina is, yes, so that is, yeah. That's much thinner. Yeah.
Yeah, so. It's got to also be a majority water, I would think. I would think that's the majority water. You test perish and rechokim with sugar, sugar coated fruits. Ain't too many things now. Don't need these now. The sugar loy abi mashke. Sugar is not considered a liquid. Gamal lachlukos sheyotim and aperis. The moisture that comes out of aperis loy abi mashke is also not mashke. She made aperis. That's not the liquid that's considered made aperis. Avalim the rechokim with dvash. And if they put in honey, the nikkos with dvash hetiv is the honey. Makes it very hard. As that yotzim lechlal mashke, then it's not considered mashke, but not so oikol, and it has the din of oikol. Then it's over. Then it doesn't need, doesn't need use now. So that's the honey hardens up, right? So it can't be hard, but Apple and Audi, but there you just washed. Usually, like, yes. I would only like niggas who hate them. Some do, that depends what your minute is. I would only like niggas who hate them, but it didn't congeal too well. Other than it's obvious, the Aqua dying in the garden, it's still a little thicker. And it's still a little liquidy, too, from the two. So needs to use that. The same time on butter, super flour solid. Butter is considered milk. And we crucial, so if it's hard, in a mashka wrap, it's not considered liquid, it's only a food. I don't mean the mufa. If it's a little melted down, already mashka, then it's mashka. He doesn't really say, he doesn't give an exact parameter as to what's considered liquid and what's considered solid. He just says that it's mufa, it's a little, it's melted down. Okay. Something that you eat without a spoon and a fork. Even if you eat it with a spoon or a fork, Torah needs to deal with that. Meaning pickles, I think people just, you take them out of the tree. You don't necessarily eat with a fork and a knife. It's something that you only eat with a spoon. You're going to levivos, when you touch levivos, the words I think it's like from the soup. What's it called? Not prepla. Matzo balls, like that type of thing. Different pears, milukopin, fruit that's preserved in honey. But muffin shame dark and lachlan, and the muffin that it's not better to eat them. Rakai the kaf and mazle only with a spoon or a fork. Ain't terrible to eat today. Does not need the tedious cigar. Because we normally eat it with a fork, so normally you don't touch it. So, naftali, this is different, the other naftali. This is different than, see, fruits is different than bread. Bread, we're not saying that you can hold it with a fork and eat it. You need to cover your hands. The fruit, if it's normally eaten only with a fork, then you don't need the tedious cigar.
That doesn't
I
make
don't know
any
if it goes with
sense.
you or it goes with what
That doesn't
they're
make any
saying.
sense because
What?
your hands are the thing that's tummy. Who cares how you eat it?
No, because it's different demon. Washing for fruits. It's different.
Oh, washing for fruit. It's not because we're
Yeah,
tummies.
correct. Well, it all comes from Tumah. It all
Whatever,
comes
but
from
not
Tumah.
the same
Yeah.
way. I
Mayim, salt that's made from water, having the flour Mayim, that is considered water. Even though it's even though that's water is frozen, right? It didn't go away from liquid. I mean, he said before that honey and butter is considered a solid. But water is considered, when you put it into ice, is considered liquid, right? So then salt. Okay, somehow it's a salt that absorbs water, so now he's considering that as water. Okay, now tell you that's nine of Kedemim and Melach. Let's say somebody takes rabbit and he dips it into this type of salt, sort of infuses it down, we get through it to that. Yeah, and Soros, Janasa, and you pay us. If you have schnapps that's made from grain and payers, and then Mashkin, he says, not Zayam, because it's considered Zayam. One, two, and pay us off of fee should get put down by him, even though there is water in it. Buzzle gum came to buy him, it's actually diluted because look, I'm paying my meal. That's the minority, so therefore it's not considered, it's still considered water. In the pain of toilet, but is a dog if somebody dips something into it, obviously, and eats it, ain't sorrow from the cigar, but not me a few cigar. And the line is sorrow, but. Schnapps, that's made from the seeds and the skins of grapes. I mean, a shmarim from the dregs, from the junk of the wine, nearer to having mashkes, that is considered a mashke for this reason, and therefore you would need to, if you did something into it, you would need to touch. Okay, that was it for the first, let's say, for the first portion of the night.